Have you ever noticed how some people just enter a room and you can feel their energy? Some have a calming, soothing, and happy energy, and others, a negative energy that only makes you anxious, on edge, and uncomfortable. Did you say you only have a positive energy? Hold on, don't be too sure, because whether we like it or not, we all have both the positive and negative energy within, and it shows when we come into contact with the others. Even though I'm a very positively positive person, I can't ignore the negative thrown at me. And I am going to react to some degree to that someone I don't really care too much about. I believe the problem begins when we allow another's misery to enter our space. This energy that comes from their negative emotions like anger, resentment, fear, or personal turmoil is inevitable sometimes. So best would be to remind yourself that you're not responsible for what is happening to them. And yes, empathy is good. Help too if you can. But when you sense negativity through their body language, tone of voice, or the general vibe the person is giving off, step away. Because it can unknowingly impact your own state of mind and you may not even realize it. The bad or the negative energy that gives you a feeling of discomfort is not just in people, but even in the places we go to or the things we do. Think about it. We all have a bit of that responsive energy in us that attracts the energy of another. So do not discount your own emotions or attitudes that could bring about distress, anxiety, sense of imbalance, or sadness to yourself or another. If you are one of those constantly complaining, criticizing, or judging, then you will definitely attract negative energy into your life. So be careful with that negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, and revisiting past traumatic experiences. I do not need to say this because you already know that negative vibes are contagious, as are positive vibes. And as much as you would like to, you cannot control another's behavior. But you can control your reaction to it. It is simple. Shift your focus onto all the things that are good in your life. Focus on being a positive force yourself. Let me remind you again that it is your own energy, whether positive or negative, that will attract another. So stay positive and upbeat and rewire life with me, Hira, in 1.5 minutes every Monday. Namaste.